This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abdullah, ya Amatallah, why are we studying the Arabic language? Our noble Quran revealed in the Arabic language. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an Arab. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the language that he spoke was the Arabic language. You want to understand the noble Quran, you want to understand his words, the ahadith, the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you need to know this language, you need to know Arabic. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, the key to understanding the Quran and the Sunnah is this Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah in our studies. No doubt, we are not going to become professors, we are not going to become experts in the Arabic language, but a little bit is better than nothing whatsoever. Al-yawma shay'un wa ghadan mithluhu min durari al-ilmi allati tultaqat yuhassilu al-mar'u biha hikmatan fa inna as-sayl ijtima'u an-nuqat. Verily, a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow I gather from the gems of knowledge, and them all coming together, then it becomes like a wave of wisdom, walhamdulillah. So every day we pick up something new, mashallah, tabarakallah. Brothers and sisters, in our previous two majalis, we have concluded lesson one from the Durusul Lughat al-Arabiyyati syllabus, Medina Arabic syllabus. We've covered lesson one, walhamdulillah. We were introduced to hadha, we were introduced to the alif of questioning, we were introduced to ma, which means what, we were introduced to man, which means who, and a lot of vocab, walhamdulillah. Then we moved on to lesson number two, wherein we were introduced to ذَلِكَ. What does ذَلِكَ mean? ذَلِكَ means that. ذَلِكَ كِتَابٌ, that is a book. ذَلِكَ رَجُلٌ, that is a man. Walhamdulillah. Then in our previous majlis, we had also moved on to lesson number three, mashallah, tabarakallah. And we covered a portion of lesson number three. We covered about 1.5 pages. And inshallah, in this lesson, this episode, this majlis, we will finish up the lesson number three, bi'iznillahi ta'ala. What we were introduced to in lesson number three? Lesson number three, we were introduced to a very important concept. The difference between definite and indefinite nouns. So we have kitabun, a book. Any book, blue book, red book, green book, small book, big book, English book, Afrikaans book, any book. It's a book. It's not been defined. Kitabun. But if we add an alif and lam to it, al, it becomes al-kitabu. Al-kitabu. What does this mean? The book. The book, it's a specific book, it's been defined, walhamdulillah. And when we define the word, it loses one of those, it loses the second dhamma or the second kasra or the second fatha. It no longer has a tanween. So it becomes al-kitabu or al-kitaba or al-kitabi, mashallah, tabarakallah. Brothers and sisters, we had read through the exercise, and then we moved on to the exercises, exercise one, and we finished that. We now move on to exercise number two, inshallah. So we're continuing where we had stopped in our previous episode, majlis. Exercise number two in lesson number three. Iqra waktub, read and write. This iqra, it is an order. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the cave and he heard from Jibreel that order, iqra. What was that order? Read. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Ask yourself, Sumayya. Ask yourself, Ahmed. O Mustafa. O Ilyas. When was the last time you picked up a book and you read? Whether it be to do with your career, whether it be whatever. We're not talking about the Sunday paper or the daily news. No, rather a book. When last did you read a book, subhanallah? We are the ummah of iqra', iqra', waktub, and write. Al-maktabu maksurun. Al-maktabu maksurun. We are talking about the desk. Al-maktabu is the desk. Al-maktabu, the desk. What about it? The desk is my subject, is my mubtada. What are you telling me about it? Well, you are saying to me that it is maksurun. Maksurun means broken. Maksurun means broken. And so the desk is broken. Broken is the predicate or the khabar, the information. The desk is broken. A desk? No. The desk is broken. Number two. Al-mudarrisu jadidun. Al-mudarrisu jadidun. The teacher is jadid. He is not qadim. He is not old. Rather, he is jadid. He is new. Number three. Al-qamisu wasikhun. What's a qamis? We spoke about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and the qamis. The qamis, the shirt. Al-qamisu wasikhun. The shirt is wasikh, wasikh, dirty. Number four. Al-labanu baridun. Al-labanu baridun. The milk is cold. The milk is cold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this word laban in the Noble Quran. For example, وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُ in Surah Muhammad, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the rivers in paradise. وَأَنْهَارْ and the rivers مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُ and rivers of milk. There will be rivers of milk in paradise, but this milk here is not that milk which goes off. لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُ Its taste has not changed. Number five. الْمَسْجِدُ مَفْتُوحٌ الْمَسْجِدُ مَفْتُوحٌ The masjid is what? مَفْتُوحٌ is open, mashallah. Number six. الْحَجَرُ كَبِيرٌ The hajar is كَبِيرٌ الْحَجَرُ كَبِيرٌ The rock or the stone is big. Al-hajaru kabirun. The rock is big, mashallah. Next one, number seven. Al-labanu baridun wal-ma'u harun. Al-labanu baridun. The laban is barid. The laban is cold. But the water is opposite. The axe opposite. The water is harun. The water is harun. The water is hot. So barid means cold and har means hot. Number eight. Al-imamu jalisun. The imam is seated. Wal-mudarrisu waqifun. And the mudarris, the teacher, is waqifun. And we spoke about waqifun. We said, for example, waqafa means to. Waqafa means to stand. Waqafa also means, or rather waqf, means something which is stationary. Something it is a waqf. We cannot buy it, we cannot sell it, etc. The masjid is a waqf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number nine. Al-qamaru ba'idun. Al-qamaru ba'idun. The qamar, the moon is ba'idun. The moon is far. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Qamar, there's a surah in the Quran which is called the Surah of the Moon. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The sa'a, it is close. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The final hour, يوم القيامة, is close. And the moon has split. The moon has split. This was that miracle which occurred during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 10. Al-mindilu nazifun. Al-mindilu nazifun. The mindil is nazif. The mindil is nazif. What's nazif? Nazif means clean. So the handkerchief is clean, mashallah. So that was lesson number 3. Exercise number 2, 1 to 10, we've read through them, walhamdulillah. And brothers and sisters, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, ya Akhil Kareem, wa Ukhtil Kareema, what you should do is, you have the book in front of you, you should fill in the signs, the vowels, the dhamma, the kasra, if required, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. We move now to exercise number 3, inshallah. املأ الفراغ فيما يلي بوضع كلمة المناسبة من الكلمات التالية. They give you a few words and they want you to use them to fill in the blanks. First word, جميل. ما معنى جميل? What does جميل mean? ما معنى جميل؟ جميل means beautiful. ما معنى وسخ؟ وسخ, وسخ means dirty. مفتوح, مفتوح open. حار, hot. ثقيل, ثقيل, ثقيل heavy. خفيف, something is very خفيف, ما شاء الله. That this book is very خفيف. خفيف means light. And so they want you to fill in the blanks, brothers and sisters. The first one, they give you the word, the mubtada, they give you the subject, al-hajaru, al-hajaru, and then you need to fill in the blank. You need to fill in the blanks. Al-hajaru, what? Al-hajaru, thaqilun is most appropriate. Al-hajaru, thaqilun, the rock is heavy. Number two, al-babu, the door. Al-babu, maftuhun, the door is open. Number three, al-qamaru, the moon is what? Jamilun, al-qamaru, jamilun. Number four, al-waraku, the paper, the page. Al-waraku, khafifun, al-waraku, khafifun, the page is light. The next one, number five, al-mindilu, the handkerchief is wasikhun, the handkerchief is dirty. And number six, al-labanu, al-labanu, what? The laban is harun, al-labanu harun, the milk or the sour milk is hot, mashallah. Then exercise number four, the complete opposite. They do not give you the subject. They do not give you the mubtada, but they ask you, they give you the khabar, the predicate, and they want you to fill in the blanks. They want you to provide an appropriate subject. They want you to provide an appropriate mubtada. So let's see. Something nazifun. What is nazifun? What is clean? Example, al-mindilu nazifun. The handkerchief is clean. You could also say the man is clean. Al-rajulu nazifun. Al-kitabu nazifun. The book is clean. All with a pry. Number two. Something maksurun. Something is broken. Al-maktabu maksurun. The desk is broken. Al-qalamu maksurun. The pen is broken. Number three. Something baridun. Something is cold. What could be cold? You can say Ar-rajulu baridun. The man is cold. You could also say Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. Al-labanu baridun. The milk is cold. Number four. Something qaribun. Ma ma'na qaribun? What does qaribun mean? Qaribun, close. What is close? Al-masjidu qaribun. Al-baytu qaribun. All would apply. Number five, something is ba'idun. Ba'idun, far away. Al-qamaru ba'idun. Al-qamaru ba'idun. The moon is far. Al-najmu ba'idun. The najm, the star is far. Number six, something waqifun. Something waqifun. Al-mudarrisu waqifun. الإمام واقف الرجل واقف. All would apply. Number seven, something جالس, same. المدرس جالس, the teacher is seated. الولد جالس, the boy is seated. الإمام جالس, the imam is seated. Number eight, something كبير. What is كبير? البيت كبير. Al-kitabu kabirun. MashaAllah. Number nine, something qadimun. It's very qadim. This is very qadim. What's qadim? Qadim is old. Al-kitabu qadimun. Al-kitabu qadimun. Number ten, something is jadidun. Is new, MashaAllah. Something is jadidun. What is jadidun? Al-baytu jadidun. Al-baytu jadidun. The house is new, mashallah. Then they give us in this block al-kalimatul jadidatu, new words, new vocab that we've picked up, mashallah. Let's read through that. القمر. ما معنى القمر؟ The moon. جديد new. قديم old. وسخ dirty. نظيف clean. حار hot. بارد cold. صغير small. كبير opposite big. مفتوحٌ open, brothers and sisters. مفتوحٌ, the masjid is مفتوحٌ. مكسورٌ broken. القلم مكسورٌ. ثقيلٌ heavy. ثقيلٌ heavy. خفيفٌ, this is very خفيف. خفيف light. جميلٌ beautiful. واقفٌ standing. And جالسٌ seated. والحمد لله. Brothers and sisters, in reality, that summarizes the entire lesson. Now, just for information's sake, they bring to your attention the difference between moon letters and sun letters. What's a moon letter? What's a sun letter? Moon letters, you know, when we add an alif and lam before a moon letter, then we will pronounce the lam. Whereas, if it is a sun letter, and we have an alif and lam before it, we will not pronounce the lam, we will join directly to the sun letter. Don't worry about the theory. This is something that you already know by default. You already know it, and you already practice upon it, walhamdulillah. So for example, let's see. Najmun. Najmun is a star. An-najmu, the star. Did we join directly to the noon, or did we pronounce the lam? We did not pronounce the lam, we joined directly with the noon. So we call the noon a sun letter. An-najmu, rajulun, a man. Ar-rajulu, the man. We joined directly to the ra. The ra is a sun letter. Deekun, a rooster. Ad-deeku, the rooster. We joined directly to the dal. Dal is a sun letter. Talibun, a student. At-talibu, the student. The ta is a sun letter. We join directly with the ta. Alhamdulillah. So they have a few sentences that they've given us, 11. And these are all examples of the sun letters, insha'Allah. Let's read through them. Bismillah. An-najmu ba'idun. Repeat. An-najmu ba'idun. And say it with your lips, brothers and sisters. Because it's only via that the Arabic language, you know, will flow on your tongues, insha'Allah. An-najmu ba'idun, the star is far. Number two, ar-rajulu waqifun, ar-rajulu waqifun, the man is standing. Number three, as-sukkaru hulwun, the sukkar. What's sukkar? The sugar is hulwun, hulwun, sweet. Number four, at-talibu maridun, at-talibu maridun, the student is marid, the student is sick. Number five, ad-diku jamilun, the rooster is beautiful, ad-diku jamilun. Number six, ad-daftaru jadidun, ad-daftaru jadidun. Repeat, ad-daftaru jadidun. What's a daftar? Daftar is a notebook. Kitab is a book, but daftar is a notebook. Ad-daftaru jadidun, the new notebook is new. Number seven, at-tajiru ghaniyun, mashallah, the Imam's surname, mashallah. At-tajiru ghaniyun, what's ghani? Ghani is rich, mashallah. At-tajiru ghaniyun, the businessman or the merchant is rich. Ad-dukkanu maftuhun, the dukkan. This brother, he's got 5 dukkans. This other brother, he goes to 1 dukkan in the morning, and in the afternoon he visits his other dukkan. What's a dukkan? A shop. Ad-dukkanu maftuhun, the shop is open. Number 9, al-waladu faqirun, al-waladu faqirun, the boy is poor. Faqir, he's a faqir. وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. Allah is rich and you people are poor. Right? Number 10, التُفَاحُ لَذِيذٌ, the apple is tasty. تُفَاح, the apple is لَذِيذ. لَذِيذ means tasty. Number 11, the last one there. At-tabibu tawilun. At-tabibu tawilun. The tabib is tall. The doctor is tall. Wal-maridu qasirun. And the patient is short. Or some books have wal-mudarrisu qasirun. And the teacher is short. The new print of the book, there's slight differences, no major differences, insha'Allah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we've now been introduced to what? To the san letters. What's a san letter? We join directly to the san letter and we do not pronounce the lam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Now, bi'iznillahi ta'ala, we will be moving on to the moon letters, insha'Allah, where we do pronounce the lam. So this is theory and it's a lot of revision with regards to the usage of the alif and lam. We said no alif and lam, it is indefinite. Kitabun, join the alif and lam, al-kitabu, the book, walhamdulillah. Ta'ala, we will be introduced to the moon letters. So, tamreen exercise. Iqra' waktub, read and write. Ma'adabt awakhir al-kalimat, while taking note of the endings of the words. The first one. Al-babu. Look, we pronounce that lam. This is that ba is a moon letter. And so that's why before it we pronounce the lam. Al-babu. Al-babu. Number two. At-tajiru. At-tajiru. This is what? San letter. At-tajiru is a san letter. So they've mixed them up here. Walhamdulillah. I mean, subhanAllah, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to the tajir, with regards to the businessman, he said, At-tajiru saduqul amin. The businessman who is truthful and trustworthy. Ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada. He will be with the Anbiya. He will be with the truthful ones, the Siddiqeen. He will be with the martyrs. SubhanAllah. He's a businessman. And he's an honest businessman. And this is the reward that he gets in the hereafter. SubhanAllah. Number three. An-Najmu. An-Najmu. This is a sun letter. Number four. Al-Qamaru. We're pronouncing the lam. So this is a moon letter. Qaf is a moon letter. Al-Qamaru, the moon. Ad-Diku, sun letter. Ad-Diku, the rooster. Al-Ma'u, the water. Al-Ma'u, the water. This is a moon letter. This is theory, brothers and sisters. The most important thing is you know how to pronounce it. Walhamdulillah. As-sariru, the bed. Al-baytu, the house. Al-masjidu, the masjid. Ar-rajulu, the man. As-sukkaru, the sugar. Al-waraku, the page. MashaAllah. Exercise number two. Fill in the blanks with an appropriate kalima, appropriate word. So they give you the predicate and they want you to provide the mubtada. They want you to provide the subject. They tell you something ghaniyun. Something ghaniyun. What could you put there? You could say al-imamu ghaniyun, at-tajiru ghaniyun, al-waladu ghaniyun, al-rajulu ghaniyun, Muhammadun ghaniyun, Sulaymanu ghaniyun. You could put, any of those, insha'Allah, and many other options you could think of. Right? Obviously, it has to be a masculine option because ghaniyun is masculine. Number two, something hulwun, something is sweet. As-sukkaru hulwun, al-labanu hulwun, the milk is sweet. Al-ma'u hulwun, the water is sweet. Number three, something maridun. Something is sick. Al-imamu maridun. Al-waladu maridun. Al-abu maridun. The father is sick. Abi maridun. My father is sick. Try it. We find in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this word marid quite a few times. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا وَعَلَى سَفَرْ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرْ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, whoever from amongst you is sick. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا وَعَلَى سَفَرْ or on travel. فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرْ, then the fasting should be from other days. After the month of Ramadan, you need to make up that fast. You were in the month of Ramadan and you were sick, so you did not fast. You need to make up that fast after Ramadan. You were in Ramadan and you were supposed to fast, but you were traveling, and so you were musafir and you were allowed to break your fast. So you need to make it up after Ramadan. Number three, something ladhidun. At-tufahu ladhidun. Or you could say at-ta'amu, the food. At-ta'amu ladhidun, the food is tasty. Something tawilun, something is tawilun, something is tall. Al-mudarrisu tawilun, al-imamu tawilun, al-tabibu tawilun, the doctor, the tabib is tall. Something qasirun, something is short. Al-imamu qasirun, al-waladu qasirun, al-mudarrisu qasirun. Try it. What does Jayid mean? Jayid means good, mashallah. Then exercise number three, brothers and sisters, they give us two tables, Alif and Ba, and they want you to match them. They want you to match them. So let's see. At-talibu. At-talibu matches with what? At-talibu ladhidun, tasty? No. At-talibu maksurun, the student is broken? No. At-talibu thaqilun, maybe the student is heavy. At-talibu maftuhun, is open? No. At-talibu maridun, yes, that's most appropriate. At-talibu maridun, the student is sick. Number two, ad-dukkanu, most appropriate, maftuhun, the shop is open. Number three, at-tufahu, the apple is ladhidun, is tasty. At-tufahu ladhidun, the apple is tasty. Number four, al-ma'u, the water is harun, the water is hot. Al-hajaru thaqilun, the rock is heavy. And lastly, al-qalamu maksurun, the pen is broken. Al-qalamu maksurun, the pen is broken. Then they give us kalimatul jadida, two new words. Hulwun, what's hulwun? Sweet. Maridun, sick. Ad-dukkanu, the shop. Ghaniyun, rich. Tawilun, tall. Faqirun, poor. Qasirun, short. And lastly, at-tufahu, the apple. At-tufahu, the apple. Alhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. We now move on to a whole list of huruf al-qamariyya wal-huruf al-shamsiyya. Moon letters and sun letters. Moon letters and sun letters. There are 14 moon letters and 14 sun letters, inshallah. Let's read through the 14 moon letters, then we'll read through the 14 sun letters, and then we will probably be ready to finish up this lesson. Alhamdulillah. Let's see. Number one, al-abu. Ma ma'na al-abu? The father. Al-abu, al-abu. What's abi? Abi means my father. Al-abu, the father. Abun, a father. Abi, my father. Excellent. Number two, al-babu, the door. Al-jannatu, the garden or the jannah. Next one, al-himaru, the donkey. Al-khubzu, the bread. Khubz, brother, I need some khubz. Khubz means bread, the bread. Al-aynu, the eye. Al-aynu, the eye. Al-ghada'u, the lunch. Brother, you are invited to my house for ghada. What's ghada? Ghada is lunch. Al-famu, the mouth. Al-qamaru, the moon. Al-kalbu, the dog. Al-ma'u, the water. Al-waladu, the kid. Al-hawa'u, the wind or the air. Al-yadu, the hand. MashaAllah. So, alif, ba, jim, ha, kho, ain, ghain, fa, qaf, kaf, mim, waw, ha, ya. These are all moon letters. Now we move on to the sun letters. And most of you, you don't need to know these letters from that letters. Most of these matters occur automatically in the pronunciation. Walhamdulillah. So, huruf al-shamsiyya. The ta. At-tajiru. The businessman, the merchant. At-tajiru. Number two. Al-thawbu. 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 The garment. Dal, ad-diku, the rooster. Al-dhahabu, the gold. Al-dhahabu, the gold. Ar-rajulu, the man. Ar-rajulu, the man. Jayid, az-zahratu. Az-zahratu, the rose. As-samaku, as-samaku, the fish. As-shamsu, the sun. As-sadru. What's a sadr? Brother, my sadr is paining. Sadr is the chest. Al-dayfu, the guest. The guest. Al-dayfu, the guest. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfa. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever believes in Allah in the final day, let him honor his guest. Al-talibu, the student. Al-zahru, the back. Al-zahru, zahar, zahar is your back. Al-lahmu, the meat or the flesh, and an-najmu, the star. Walhamdulillah. And the last exercise in lesson number 3. اقرأ الكلمات الآتية واكتبها مراعيا قواعد نطق الحروف القمرية والشمسية. They want to see whether you know how to pronounce these words, whether you know the difference between the sun letters and the moon letters. So let's see. Number 1. Al-baytu, that's a moon letter. Ba is a moon letter. Al-baytu. Ad-diku, the rooster, sun letter. Al-mudarrisu, al-mudarrisu, moon letter. Al-babu, the door, moon letter. Al-talibu, the student, sun letter. As-sukkaru, the sugar, sun letter. Ad-daftaru, the notebook. Ad-daftaru, the notebook, sun letter. Al-akhu, the brother. Al-akhu, the brother. The alif, alif is a moon letter. Ar-rasulu, the messenger, sun letter. Al-wajhu, the face. Al-wajhu, wajh means face. So the face, Wow is a moon letter. As-sadiqu. As-sadiqu. The friend. Al-Qur'anu. The noble Qur'an. As-salatu. The salah. Al-ka'batu. The ka'ba. Al-ra'su. This brother is the ra's of the fitna. What's the ra's? Ra's means head. Ra's means head. And that's why the head, like for example, a country is called the Ra'is. Ra'is. Sister, her name is Ra'isa. Or the brother, his name is Ra'is. Right? Means the head, the one in charge. Al-isba'u, the finger. As-sabunu, the soap. Al-zufru, the fingernail. Al-zufru, the fingernail. Al-fajru, the fajr. Al-zuhru. Fajr and Zuhur. Zuhur is Salatul Zuhur. So it's not Zuhur. It is Al-Zuhru. Al-Zuhru. Al-Fajru. Not Fajr. Al-Fajru. Al-Asru. Not Asr. Al-Asru. Al-Asru. Al-Maghribu. Al-Isha'u. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. And with that we complete lesson number 3, walhamdulillah. بإذن الله تعالى, in our next episode, our next majlis, we will move on to lesson number 4. What will we be introduced to in lesson number 4? Lesson number 4, we will be introduced to prepositions. Prepositions, حروف الجر. These words or letters which make the word or the noun after it take a kasra. Example, في, example, على, جيد. So for example, somebody says, في, في means in. محمد, محمد, في البيت, is in the house. في, in. Where is he? البيتي. Why بيتي? Why بيتي? It's البيتو. Why بيتي, brother? Why are you saying بيتي? Because of the في. محمد في البيت. محمد في البيت. Muhammad is in the house. The في makes the noun after it take a كسرة. Example, somebody is begging and they say, brother, please give me something. في سبيل الله. Nobody says في سبيل الله. Nobody says في سبيل الله. It's في سبيل الله. Excellent. So we will be introduced, inshallah, in our next majlis to these حروف الجر, inshallah. في البيت, في المسجد, على المكتب, on the desk, على السرير, on the bed. والحمد لله. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, before we close, inshallah, let us go through another maxim from the Noble Quran. We learnt in the previous majalis, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and say to people that which is, and say to people that which is good. Surah Baqarah, verse number 80-83. And then we had also gone through the maxim, this rule, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Maybe you dislike something and it's good for you, and maybe you love something and it's bad for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best and you don't know. That's also in Suratul Baqarah 216. Now we move on to another verse. It's a maxim, it's a rule, subhanAllah. A rule that we should be using in our akhlaq, in our manners, in our tarbiyah of ourselves and our kids and the people around us. Allah states in Surah Baqarah 237. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَلَا, and do not. تَنْسَوُ, all of you, do not forget. All of you should not, you people should not, don't forget. Al-fadla, the virtue, the good times, the happy times, bainakum, between you, yourselves. Do not forget the good times between yourselves. Basically, do not forget the good times and do not forget the virtue between both of you, the virtue of one another, etc. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, Subhanallah, this verse here is mentioned in the middle of the issues related to talaq. What's Allah telling us? Do not forget the good times between one another. Do not forget the virtue of one another, of the next person. Allah mentions this in the middle of the verse related to talaq. وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُوهُنَّ مِن قَبْلِ أَن تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا فَنِصْفُ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ إِلَّا أَن يَعْفُونَ أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاحِ وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَنْسَوُا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Subhanallah. So there's a prohibition with regards to forgetting the good that the other person has done. Imagine if I deny, how much worse that would be. You know, let's say there was a couple and after 5 years they went through a divorce, and now the wife says, you know, you 5 years of misery, that's all I got from you. And he says, you know, I never saw a day of happiness with her. Allah told us in the Quran, do not forget the good between one another. And this person, of these people, forget about them forgetting the good. They are now denying. This is worse, subhanAllah. This is a greater type of prohibition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you not to forget. Does it mean now I should be sitting and pondering and thinking about the ex and, you know, merrymaking in my mind? Absolutely not. What is this to do with? This is to do with the don't forget the good between one another. And so when it comes to now the separation and the issues and the problems, and maybe one wants to be a bit difficult, then no. Think about the good times. At least if you do so, and if you remember the good times, then hopefully you are going to be lenient and you are going to separate amicably. But if you forget the good times, then this is an enemy to you, and you are going to fight and you are going to cause problems. There's going to be ghiba and namima and backbiting and slander, going around. Allahu musta'an. How much worse it is when we deny the good of the next person. They were married for 5 years. They had kids. They went for a honeymoon. They shared smiles. They shared dinners together. And now they say that there was not a single day of happiness. Allahu musta'an. That's worse than just forgetting the good. That is now denying the good. Allahu musta'an. Brothers and sisters, so this applies when it comes to relationships. This also applies in the workplace. You had somebody working for you. You had a domestic worker at home. She worked for you for 5 years. Now she's moving on somewhere else. Whatever, just gather her together, gather the family together, say, Beatrice has worked with us for the past 5 years, and we thank her and we wish her well. We put together and we bought her this gift. Just verbal thanking, subhanAllah, goes a long way. Same in the workplace. Somebody was there for 5 months, 7 months, he's now got a better job, he's moving somewhere else. Just gather the people together and just say, Jack has been with us for this period of time. We really appreciate his work was exceptional, and we wish him all the best in his new endeavors. The goodwill that comes out of this, subhanAllah, the appreciation that this person feels, he feels that, him being there, he was wanted and he was appreciated. So what did Allah say? وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Bottom line, appreciate that good that was exchanged between one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting in our scales of good deeds. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health will be able to help them, except the one who came to Allah with a heart which was sound. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.